Inflation heated up last month, and there are signs that President Trump's tariffs are beginning to show up in the prices that consumers pay. Trump has imposed taxes of at least 10% on nearly everything the U.S. imports, and he sent letters warning of much higher tariffs starting on August 1st. NPR's Scott Horsley is here with us now. Hey, Scott.
Hi, good to be with you.
So, Scott, the government says that the cost of living increased last month, but what do these new numbers tell us?
They tell us that consumer prices in June were up 2.7% from a year ago. That's a bigger annual increase than the month before. Groceries, gasoline, rent all got more expensive in June. And so did a lot of things we import from other countries, like toys and clothing and appliances. Economist Samuel Toombs, who's with Pantheon Macroeconomics, says those rising import prices are starting to show the fingerprints of Trump's double-digit tariffs.
So it's pretty comprehensive, clear data that the tariffs are now having an effect on consumer prices. And we think this is just the start, unfortunately. There's more inflation pain to come for households.
Toombs says historically it takes several months for tariffs to work their way through the economy and get passed on to consumers. He's expecting to see even more tariff-related related inflation when the July figures are released next month.
Well, here's a question. How much of that tariff bill will eventually be paid by shoppers like you and me as opposed to, say, businesses or foreign suppliers?
We've heard mixed signals from retailers about how much of the tariff cost they're planning to pass along, but you know, that cost is very real. In June alone, the federal government collected $27 billion in tariffs. That's four times what it collected in the same month a year ago. And that money has to come from somewhere. You know, manufacturers in China might pay a portion of the bill, but Bobby Javaheri, who imports air fryers and waffle irons from China, says he's paying most of the tariff cost and then passing some of that on to shoppers in the form of higher prices.
I think we raised about 10% and absorbed the rest. It's simply impossible to pass on all of it because folks aren't going to buy the product.
Businesses can absorb the cost of import taxes for a while, especially if they've stockpiled goods before the tariffs took effect. But as those stockpiles get whittled down, you're likely to see more of the tariff expense showing up in consumer price tags.
President Trump has threatened to impose even higher tariffs on goods from a lot of countries beginning next month. What effect might that might have on inflation?
Well, it could push prices higher. For example, the president's threatening to triple the tax on goods from the European Union from 10% now to 30% on August 1st. At some point, if the levy gets high enough, people just stop buying those imported products. But economist Toombs is skeptical that the August 1st tariff rates that Trump's been talking about in recent days will actually stick.
Now, I think would be significant financial market pressure. There was also are likely to be retaliation by trading partners as well if the president presses ahead with those reciprocal rates as they're currently threatened, which also could lead to then a de-escalation after a few weeks.
Even if tariffs remain at their current level, though, which is the highest in nearly a century, there will continue to be upward pressure on prices. And that's why investors expect the Federal Reserve to hold interest rates steady when policymakers meet in a couple of weeks. Markets are betting the Fed will start to cut interest rates in September. President Trump and his allies have been jawboning the central bank, insisting that rates should be lower. But as we learned today, Trump's own tariffs are making it harder for the Fed to get inflation under control.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.